Welcome back to Words Accompanied by the Spirit. This is episode 236, entitled Heed the Lessons. As I continue in the book of Numbers, God is again giving Aaron the responsibilities of the priesthood, continuing to show the seriousness of this vocation, clearly letting them know that it is their duty to ensure that everyone follows the commandments of the Lord. So the Lord said to Aaron, "You and your sons and your father's household with you shall bear the guilt in connection with the sanctuary. That is, through your service as priests, you will atone for the offenses which the people unknowingly commit when brought into contact with the manifestations of God's presence. And you and your sons with you shall bear the guilt in connection with your priesthood, that is, your own unintentional offenses. But bring with you also your brothers, the tribe of Levi, the tribe of your father, so that they may join with you and serve you as assistants while you and your sons with you are before the tent of the testimony, the holy place where only the priests may go, and the most holy place which only the high priest may enter." Numbers chapter 18, verses 1 through 2 of the Amplified Version. God was making them aware not only of their duties, but also their responsibilities to carry them out. "And the Levites shall attend to your duty as assistants, and to the duties of all the tent, the tabernacle. Only they shall not approach the articles of the sanctuary and the altar, or both they and you will die." Numbers chapter 18, verse 3 of the Amplified Version. What happened to Korah and his followers is accounted to the judgment and righteousness of God, and is what will happen to many who will feign ignorance. You still will not be absolved. Our Lord is holy. And if a soul sin and commit any of these things which are forbidden to be done by the commandments of the Lord, though he wisted not, yet is he guilty and shall bear his iniquity. Leviticus chapter 5, verse 17 of the King James Version. I spoke about how the carnal cannot discern what is spiritual. The Levites did not understand how blessed they truly are. But as we delve further into Numbers chapter 18, "He who has eyes, let him see, and he who has ears, let him hear. They shall join you and attend to the duties of the tent of meeting, all of the service of the tent, and no stranger, no layman, anyone who is not a Levite may approach you and your sons. So you shall attend to the duties of the altar of burnt offering and the altar of incense, so that there will no longer be wrath on the Israelites, as with Korah, Dathan, and Abiram. Numbers chapter 18, verses 4 through 5 of the Amplified Version. As I am writing this, the Lord brought to my remembrance the ushers that would seat the people in orderly fashion at the church that I grew up in. The way that they assisted during the offerings, when someone needed to go out to the restroom, to cause the least minimal disturbances, and mainly so that the Spirit of the Lord was able to minister to the congregation. What the Lord is showing me is that they were joyful in their positions, taking the things in the house of the Lord seriously, content in their positions, being filled in the Spirit. Unlike today, you had to be filled with the Holy Ghost to hold any position, even to sing in the choir. Everything being done decently and in order. This is why godliness with contentment is so important to God. Unlike man, everything that he does, even up to every word that he speaks, is purposeful. Nothing is wasted when it is of him. Pay attention to how he describes the Levites who were to be servant leaders in their positions, so that every man could be fully committed to their duties. Behold, I myself have taken your fellow Levites from among the sons of Israel. They are a gift to you, given, dedicated to the Lord, to do the service for the tent of meeting. Therefore, you and your sons with you shall attend to your priesthood, for everything concerning the altar of burnt offering and the altar of incense, and of the Holy of Holies within the veil, and you are to serve. I am giving you the priesthood as a bestowed service, a service of gift. But the stranger, outsider, or layman who approaches shall be put to death. Numbers chapter 18, verses 6 through 7 of the Amplified Version. The Lord goes on to extensively explain to Aaron, his sons, and the Levites the entirety of the blessings and the redeemed that were to be conferred upon them. Study verses 8 through 24 to understand the magnitude of what they were given. I will give a synopsis that is not all-inclusive and a few select verses here. Then the Lord spoke to Aaron, "Now behold, I, the Lord, have entrusted you with my heave offerings, even all the holy gifts of the Israelites. I have given them to you as a portion and to your sons as a continual allotment. This shall be yours of the most holy things reserved from the fire. Every offering of the people, every grain offering and sin offering and guilt offering, which they shall render, give to me, shall be most holy for you and your sons." Numbers chapter 18, verses 8 through 9 of the Amplified Version. Their daughters were also included in receiving the heave and wave offerings. But in order for all to eat of them, they must be ceremonially clean. all the best of the fresh olive oil, and all the best of the new wine and of the grain, the first fruits of those which they give to the Lord, I give them to you. The first ripe fruits of all that is in the land which they bring to the Lord shall be yours. Everyone in your household who is ceremonially clean may eat it. Every devoted thing in Israel, everything that has been promised to the Lord with an oath shall be yours. Numbers chapter 18, verses 12 through 14 of the Amplified Version. Every firstborn of man or beast dedicated to the Lord was also promised to the Levites. But man was never meant to be a sacrifice to God, nor any unclean beasts, so they were to be redeemed, exchanged for a set price. We all belong to him, but in his mercy, and because of the plague that killed all the firstborn in Egypt, God allowed them to be redeemed instead, a recovery to be returned and restored. In their place, the firstborn of a cow or sheep or goat were to be redeemed instead. They were holy, belonging to the Lord. The fat of them were to be redeemed and sacrificed as an offering by fire, and the breast and right thigh given as meat to be eaten. This is why they should have never allowed greed and selfishness to dirty their spirits. Understanding the vastness of this verse. Then the Lord said to Aaron, "You shall have no inheritance in the land of the Israelites, nor have any portion of land among them. I am your portion and your inheritance among the children of Israel." Numbers chapter 18, verse 20 of the Amplified Version. They were receiving the spiritual gift of God, who could never be corrupted, decayed, or destroyed, versus the physical, even the land that can be consumed with fire and water, bringing a new understanding to his word. Claiming to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory and majesty and excellence of the immortal God for an image, worthless idols in the shape of mortal man and birds and four-footed animals and reptiles. Romans chapter 1, verses 22 to 23 of the Amplified Version. And again, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Matthew chapter 24, verse 35 of the King James Version. Showing even the power, reliability, and permanence of his words. We were never meant to expose ourselves to sin. Only those hallowed and anointed, provided with God's spiritual protection, to be able to do so. Behold, I have given the Levites all the tithes in Israel as an inheritance, in return for their service which they perform, the service of the tent of meeting. The Israelites shall never again approach the tent of meeting, the covered sanctuary, the holy place, and the holy of holies, or they who do will incur sin and die. Only the Levites shall perform the service of the tent of meeting, and they shall bear their iniquity of the entire congregation. It shall be a statute forever throughout their generations that the Levites shall have no inheritance of land among the children of Israel. Numbers chapter 18, verses 21 to 23 of the Amplified Version. Before I close, I want to point out the seriousness of tithing to the Lord. No one is to be excluded from tithing. The Israelites' tithes were given to the Levites. Then the Levites' tithes were given to Aaron, or the high priest at that time. When done as commanded of the Lord, there is a special blessing of completeness that I will confirm afterward. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Moreover, you shall speak to the Levites and say to them, when you take from the Israelites the tithe which I have given to you from their inheritance, then you shall present an offering from it to the Lord, a tithe of the tithe paid by the people. Your offering shall be credited to you as the grain from the threshing floor or as the full produce from the wine vat. Likewise, you shall also present an offering to the Lord from all your tithes, which you receive from the Israelites. And from it you shall give the Lord's offering to Aaron the priest. Out of all your gifts you shall present every offering due to the Lord, from all the best of it, even the sacred part from them. Therefore you shall say to them, when you have offered the best from it, then the rest shall be credited to the Levites as the product increase of the threshing floor, and as the product increase of the wine vat." Numbers chapter 18, verses 25 through 30 of the Amplified Version. Let me confirm that this is a sacred and holy commandment, a blessing when done correctly. And then I will close with the warning. "Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house. And prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be enough room to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground. Neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall call you blessed, for you shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts." Malachi chapter 3, verses 10 through 12 of the King James Version. Heed the warnings. Will a man rob God? Yet you have robbed me. But you say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings. You are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. Malachi chapter 3, verses 8 through 9 of the King James Version. And again, "And ye shall bear no sin by reason of it, when you have heaved from it the best of it. Neither shall you pollute the holy things of the children of Israel, lest you die." Numbers chapter 18, verse 32 of the King James Version. Always coming from a place of love and in truth. And again, I humbly offer you some additional resources as the Lord is bringing them to me. As this prophet has described, given to her from God, so that you may prepare for what is to come. Click the link below. The end times are upon us, and because of my love for the Lord and my family and for you, and the great sorrow that I feel as I see those around me walking in oblivious darkness and untruths, I feel compelled to provide Celestial's teachings to you. The links are referenced but inactive on the vlogs, but are available on the blog/podcast pages of my site at benevolentwoman.com. Please visit Celestial's site, the Master's Voice Prophecy Blog. Also visit School of the Hebrews with Pastor Omar Tebow. God is calling his people. Thank you again. Thank you.